afternoon. Well, with Gillers.
I'm not hanging up on anybody.
Yeah? Got like 4 calls, man. And just
dropped?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm having phone issues and I don't even know.
Could be us. But you're the only person it's happened to.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Very odd and peculiar. I was actually just reading an article on your boy, Alec Bohm.
Yeah? He made his parents stole all his money?
Yeah! You know about this, huh?
Yeah. I saw the articles yesterday. I haven't read any of them yet, though.
So his allegations include his parents mismanaging his money and losing roughly $3 million.
Yeah.
He's accusing them of creating different LLCs.
And funneling the money into it.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, how...
Shitty, man.
Yeah, man.
Shitty if true.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, he had a ding-dong yesterday, so...
I think, I think he'll be all right. I mean, he's slated to make $10 million, this year, I guess?
Yeah, but now he's lost his parents.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's, you know...
Money doesn't cure that.
No, absolutely not. You know, but it was actually something I was thinking about on my way home from the gym yesterday. Somebody had mentioned something, or it was on my mind about, like, services, government services and taxes going to different things and stuff. And it's what you and I have talked about before, and it's one of those things where, you know, I'm not a system guy. Like, I wouldn't abuse, I'm not looking for a free handout from the government to come give me money. Like, I'm going to work, I'm going to find my way to do it, you know. I also have a good support system. My family's always been there for me if I've ever needed anything and stuff like that. But not everybody has that support system. Not everybody has that family, you know, hard up on your luck, can't afford your rent, got to move in with your parents, you know, whatever the case, whatever the story. And then on the flip side, you got stories like this where the parents take advantage of their kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for millions.
Yeah.
Millions. I mean, I doubt it started that way.
No.
It probably started like, you know, hey, let's just kind of skim a little off the top.
Yeah, my friend's dad that I went to high school with just got sentenced to 20 years.
Jeez.
For misappropriating funds in his venture capital fund.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All from family members.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And you see family dinners with them in high school.
Dude, that's so shitty.
Mm-hmm.
That's shitty.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly, man.
C'est la vie.
So we need an oval.
Okay.
Customer wants 2-carat.
Love it.
Perfect proportions.
What is perfect proportions?
I don't know. DVDS2.
with no
bow tie.
Okay. Well.
So, can we get in like a 170 to a 180 FGH VS to get a couple to show them?
Yeah. All right, let's see what we got. DVVS2, perfect proportions, no bow tie. Go fish. Like, not going to happen.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, for 20 grand. He wants to spend 20 grand.
Yeah, that's definitely not happening.
Yeah.
I have an EVS2. I have an EVS2 that, all right, so when you say perfect proportions, generally speaking, 1.4 to 1 ratio is what is considered ideal for an oval.
Yeah.
So this has that. It's a 1.4 to 1 ratio.
Okay.
It's a 201.
Okay.
It's an EVS2.
Okay.
GIA.
Okay.
Your cost is 21.7.
Okay.
So that's in a 2-carat. So that's where we're at with sacrificing one grade on color, three grades
so
on clarity.
Can you send that one?
Can, yep.
And then
I can try to find a VV that's like a 170?
No, not even.
Okay.
Try to find one with relatively good proportions in that 175 range.
Mm-hmm.
That's like FGH in the VSs.
Go down into the 170s. I got one I can call on that is... I don't love the proportions.
He's an engineer.
Yeah. But from a price standpoint, we can definitely accommodate the budget.
Yeah.
You get into the 170 or even a 180 with good proportions, little bow tie, or quote-unquote no bow tie,
mm-hmm.
We're going to be like somewhere between 13 to 15,000.
Okay.
You know, so that would give you some room, I think, to make that work. Let me just make a couple inquiries. You need them for next week?
1 second. Next week's fine.
Okay.
He said next week, Tuesday, is fine. So.
Engineer. All right. You got it, buddy. I'll start working on it right now, and we'll get him out to you for next week, for Tuesday.
Yeah. Sounds good. Appreciate it, man.
Perfect. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you.
Yeah. Bye.